Time now for Hidden History. Today we're in Dennis to learn about the mural at the Cape Cinema Movie Theater, one of the Cape's largest and most unusual works of art. The Cape Cinema opened in June 1930. It was built by Raymond Moore, who had established the Cape Playhouse in 1926, then decided to build a movie theater nearby.
Raymond Moore was a kind of a grandiose guy. He had like a lot of like big ideas, and he was actually able to execute these ideas. I mean, who gets to do that?
That's Eric Hart, the current owner of the Cape Cinema business. He says Moore was able to indulge his passion for theater and movies because he was married to a wealthy New York heiress.
He didn't have any money. His wife had the money, and she went along with him doing these projects.
Moore wanted to make a bold statement and decided to commission a large mural for the interior of the building. He hired New York-based artist Rockwell Kent,
who had just published a beautiful illustrated version of Moby Dick and was sort of a kind of like a rock star in the 1930s in terms of a lot of scenic paintings that he did around the world. He spent a lot of time in Greenland. In fact, he lived in Greenland with an indigenous native for a few years. Obviously, there's not a lot to do in a place like Greenland, but there is one beautiful thing, and that's the sky, night sky. And Kent painted a number of works that were related to the night sky, and this is an example of that.
Kent employed a well-known Broadway set designer, Joe Melziner, to work with him on executing his design.
It was painted in New York in, I believe, one of Melziner's studios with his art students. I believe there are 8 or 10 individual strips, and they all fit together like a puzzle.
At 6,400 square feet, the mural covers the entirety of the theater's curved ceiling and was the largest indoor mural in the world when it was installed. Eric Hart says it's a bit of a departure from much of Kent's other work, an abstract, impressionistic rendering of the heavens divided into three sections.
The first section shows you kind of an impression of Taurus the bull over here, and then the dog is another constellation in the sky. And then you look at the second section where there is a nude man and a woman, and they first meet each other, they come together and then part. And then as you look to the third section, you see one of the figures is actually handing off light to the other figure. It's sort of like the heavens are giving man the ability to shed light, maybe shed light on the screen itself. Wow. So you get the impression that a lot of this mural is also influenced by the fact that it's going to be about a movie theater.
Rockwell Kent was at first reluctant to come to Dennis to supervise the installation of his work.
He was a left-leaning person who was very supportive of the unions, and when Sacco and Vanzetti were executed in Massachusetts, he swore never to come to Massachusetts.
Sacco and Vanzetti were American anarchists executed for the murder of two people during an armed robbery in Braintree. Kent eventually relented, arriving on the Cape shortly before the theater opened to check in on the mural installation.
Kent showed up here and he was kind of upset with aspects of the mural, so that's why he spent like 2 or 3 days like making some changes. And another thing that was interesting was that Joe Melziner actually painted his own mural in the lobby. And Kent was so upset with that mural that he just painted over it. And
Why did Melziner do that?
I don't know. I think he wanted to be sort of part of the whole project. I think, you know, it was like sort of two clashing egos.
Kent and Melziner both signed the enormous mural, although the signatures are on opposite sides of the theater, perhaps reflecting that clash of egos. Although the mural was restored in the 1980s, years of moisture buildup since then has caused the plaster behind the colorful artwork to bubble in spots. Eric Hart is looking to raise funds for another restoration, and he estimates this one could take 2 to 3 years to complete. For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris in Dennis.